Welcome to the Mixed Coach Podcast, episode 29. Today, we're going to talk about magic wands, or basically plugins that I don't know what we ever did without. So stay tuned.
Welcome to the Mixed Coach Podcast, the podcast dedicated to making your next recording your best recording.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Mixed Coach Podcast. Last week we were talking about live recordings, and I guess it's been on our mind ever since. So
yeah,
we wanted to go ahead and talk about some how you can
get some noise out. You were mentioning about some live audience microphones that you've had in the past, and you know, one of them was like the Key live audience microphone, and it had noise in it, just laced through it, either AC or just a buzz, you know, something that you didn't notice during tracking. And then you get it home and it's like, this is the one microphone you really needed.
Right.
Other instances of this would be, you know, sometimes you get a mix and it was like literally the perfect vocal take.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the performance was just unbelievable. The feeling was just there and it, you know, matches up perfectly with everything else, but you get it home and, you know, you pull it up to mix and it's got noise in it. Either just really, yeah, you know, high buzz or right, low frequency hum from the HVAC or you know, AC. And so how do you fix these issues, you know?
Well, you know, on the last podcast we talked about the live recording and the, yeah, thing we did in New York. And I can tell you specifically a for instance that we used there. We were recording some vocals. We were pre-recording vocals so people could rehearse their parts, and second of all, so that if we needed to replace a live vocal for that night, since, mm-hmm, it was not video, we didn't have video sync to worry about, we could use that vocal instead because it was, mm-hmm, a vocal that we had kind of sweated over, slaved away over. Well, there was one particular, we were recording it, you know, my mix coach guys will appreciate this, we were recording in an attic that had a window unit air conditioner.
Oh,
and the window, it was in the middle of summer.
Yeah.
So we could not turn that off.
Yeah.
Or we would all, they would find us days later.
Yes.
Dead from recording a live record. So we had to leave it on. So I just got the vocalist to sing pretty close to the mic so that, you know, got a nice proximity effect.
Right.
And the ambience of the room didn't come into play. Okay. We had one singer who sang so soft. She was a great singer,
yeah,
a stylist. It was beautiful.
Incredible. Yeah.
But guess what came into play? The air conditioner, mm-hmm, which we didn't really notice. I mean, it was not, I mean, you helped mix that.
Yeah.
It was not that obvious.
No, it wasn't incredibly obvious until, I mean, unless you like totally soloed the track, you,
right,
hear a little bit.
And then
of
we
it
could barely hear it, yeah, but some people, I guess on particular speakers, it was very,
right,
obvious.
Right.
So we had a problem on our hands. We had a perfect vocal take that we had to use.
Mm-hmm.
So what did we do? One of the things, well, the thing we did, and I don't know if you were here when we did this or not, but I bought this plug-in, probably one of the best investments I've ever made. It's called Isotope RX2. It is a noise reduction, basically a plug-in. I'm a big fan of Isotope stuff.
Oh, man.
Anyway.
Great.
Or the two things anyway, the Ozone and this RX2.
Right.
I think it was $200 or $300, but it was worth it because I've used this thing more times than I care to admit. But, okay, if I can throw back just a little bit. Last podcast, we were talking about how important pre-production is. You're going to hear it again. We didn't realize it was going to be a problem with the vocal, but thankfully,
right,
there was a section where she was not singing and the air conditioner was on.
Right.
So I was able to go in RX2 and sample, and basically you can sample a small section and say, this is the noise I want out. Don't affect anything else. And I sampled that note and ran it through in Audio Suite. It was offline,
mm-hmm,
so I didn't have to go through it even in real time. It was, you know, 4 or 5 minute song.
Yeah.
And I literally playlisted that track, applied the RX2, and it was gone.
Yeah.
It was like, I mean, that would have taken, I mean, even if you could have corrected it without that,
right,
you would have had to fade the vocal out. The noise is gone. And then when she came in, it's like, her vocal sounds funny because there's an air conditioning sound,
right,
underneath it. So
right,
RX2 has saved my production
a number
several
of times.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, as far as that goes, I mean, it's super easy to use too,
because
you can just literally highlight the noise that you want. It's almost like going into paint. It's as easy as going into paint and identifying the color that you don't want and then saying, take it out. And
it's like Photoshop for sound.
It really is.
I can tell you another example I used. I went and recorded New Song, which is a contemporary Christian band. When they were in Nashville, I went to record a small, very small venue. It was basically in a reception hall, but it was a church service. And I went to record that. So it was like last minute, you know, where are you going to be sitting? Let me throw this mic up here.
Right.
Basically, because my instructions were the church service trumps everything else. If it's going to get in way of the church service and people worshiping, then, you know, it needs to be moved to the back burner. So that was in the front of my mind, that I didn't want to affect anything that was going on, because the reason we were recording it is because it was really special.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's going to come with problems. The first problem that I had with that is that somehow the Digimax mic pre that goes out light pipe to my Pro Tools system, mm-hmm. somehow at the last possible second lost sync. So I still was able to record it, but I had those digital pops.
Yeah.
And I think after I fixed them with Isotope, it was 4,000 pops.
Oh my gosh.
And I could have gone in there and fixed them.
Yeah.
I mean, you can pencil that stuff out.
Right.
Without really affecting anything.
But 4,000 of them, even if it took you like
on eight tracks.
It
doesn't scale. It would have gone off the charts as far as budget and time and stuff.
Right.
Plus, even though it wasn't really my fault, it would have been my fault, because who else can you blame for something like that except for the guy who's recording it? So I think this is when I actually bought the version. I think even, here's a little insider tip, you can download, if you have one specific problem, a P-pop, you can download the trial version and it works perfectly. So I thought, well, I'm not going to buy this right now because my problem is fixed. When I recorded New Song, it was a new problem.
Yeah.
And I thought, okay, I have used this software enough that I'm just going to go ahead and buy it. It's worth whatever I have to pay for it now.
Right.
So I paid $300 for it. I think it was around $300. And within literally 5 minutes, I had the whole thing corrected. I playlisted everything just in case there was something weird in there that happened. I playlisted it, and on the new playlist, I just in offline, so it was not even real time, fixed everything, and I think I calculated 4,000 pops within like a 20-minute section.
Wow.
It fixed it there. So I thought, well, since I bought the software, how else can I fix this? Well, here's another problem I had that I was able to fix it. The guitar player was playing an acoustic guitar, and I had a microphone in front of him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one guy was sitting beside him who was clapping his hands.
So that one clap
at the
is
end of every song,
out.
At least, and sometimes during the song.
Mm-hmm.
And the clap was so loud that you couldn't blend it in to the audience response without making it sound, without pulling the guitar down or chopping up the guitar. So literally, I captured that section where he was clapping and literally went in there with RX2 and painted over the claps. You can see them. They're obvious as everything.
Yeah.
You can see, and I painted over them and hit, I forget the name of the call to action button. I think it's repair.
Yeah.
It's called repair. And they were gone.
It's incredible. It's an incredible tool. There's so many different applications that you can use it for, whether it's hum or whether it's, you know, there was some low rumble, a train went by or whatever.
If you look on their website, they can even show you how someone was recording a dialogue thing and a siren, a police car or fire truck went by and it was like, woo. And you can see that, and you literally can just paint over it, and it's gone.
And it's so easy to do. There's really, with that plugin, I would have to say there's really no reason to leave, things, to have those things in albums. And I know there's one album in particular that I'm thinking of that came out about a year ago, and there was an acoustic guitar track. There was a high frequency just squeal in it, mm-hmm. and what I was thinking was, man, you know, with technology like that, with programs like that, how did that get through? You know, how did that get through mm-hmm. not only the, you know, engineer's ear, the producer's ear, the mixer's ear, and the record label's ears? You know, it was, how did that get through?
Well, I'm starting to think that you can hear paint dry because you hear things that, you know, I can't hear sometimes.
Like. That might be true. I mean, I hear lots of high things. So.
Yeah, I think I may start calling you my mixing dog because you're like the guy that cocks your head sideways when you hear something, and I'm going, "What did you hear?" Somebody blew a dog whistle in the audience.
It can be a blessing, and it can also be a curse. So yeah. There's somebody that lives next to me with a device that chases away squirrels, and all it is just a high frequency, you know.
And you can hear that?
And I can hear it.
Oh my gosh!
It chases away squirrels, so it just bugs me.
Can you hear what I'm thinking right now?
Anyway, so really, you know, with major tools, you know, with magic tools, almost seemingly just magical tools
wand,
like this,
yeah.
I mean, it's there's really no reason to you know, if you have something that's just eating at you, like, man, I should have noticed that, you know, that the air conditioner was on in that room. I really should have noticed that. There's really no reason to live with it anymore. Yeah. I mean, you can.
And some things are beyond your control, literally.
Right.
Beyond your control.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, with tools like Isotope that I love, mm-hmm. I also have played with the noise bundle from Waves. I think they call it like X Noise and X Pop, and
there's some denoising stuff.
There's some stuff that you can do offline for that, and even use it as a plug-in if you want to do that. That's also very well thought out stuff that I love a lot. And of course, you know, one tool that we kind of almost passe mm-hmm. now because it's so common, autotune. I mean, where did we go without autotune? Without, you know, without taking a near perfect performance and taking one little note that was flat and fixing it.
Right.
And I know that, you know, the debate whether people overuse it.
Right.
Or now people have even started using it as an effect,
yeah.
which is cool too.
Yeah.
But Melodyne is one of the coolest things to come out in years.
Absolutely.
If you don't have Melodyne, I highly, highly recommend Melodyne. And I've got a tutorial video on Mix Coach, where it's called, I think it's called The Guide to Comping and Tuning Vocals.
Yeah.
At the end of that, there's a short but very thick with information tutorial on how to use Melodyne. If you're not using that for your vocals, your productions would see a little improvement, or I would say a vast improvement. A
large amount of improvement.
And I'll tell you what, you know, people can record things all day long. And you can sweat over which microphone you use, and mm-hmm. and all that stuff is very important. It really is, John.
Yeah.
But if you can take someone and make them sound better than they are already, that's why people come back to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I can go back to drums, you know, we've talked about what your real job is. That's another thing that's going to be in the show notes, hopefully.
Yeah.
We'll make a note of that,
that.
About what our real job is as recording engineers. It's really to make the next guy look better. And if you're recording a live record, or if you're, you know, was hired to mix something and you can make it sound better than it is already, if that's by taking a baby crying out of an audience mic, or a mm-hmm. siren that went by and everybody missed it, or an air conditioning noise, mm-hmm. and you can take care of that problems, and you have those tools in your arsenal, then you're almost guaranteed to get more work.
Right.
Because that word of mouth spreads. When somebody, you know, they won't say,
"He went the extra mile. He went, you know, above and beyond to take my music to the next level." And I mean, it's really encouraging, and just whenever people say that type of things about what you do, wherever they get it and they're surprised, you know, because I mean, everybody kind of knows, you know, they have something that they expect in their minds, and for you to take them to that next level, it's just wow, that just does them an incredible favor,
right?
You know, you've got their business, and then they're going to talk about you. So,
well, we probably have, we haven't talked about everything that we can talk about using these magic wands, but there are some out there that are really handy, and they're in the show notes. And thank you in advance for your comments. We'd love to talk to you. John's going to help me answer some questions. If you've got any, just comment below this podcast. And if you're listening to this on iTunes, go to mixcoach.com and look for this podcast. It's episode number 28, and we'll look forward to seeing you in the comment section, okay?
Thanks.
For a free download of Kevin's video called 5 Things Every Great Mixer Knows, head over to mixcoach.com/freetips.